CFRC.ca.
Hey guys, it's Mason FM.
You're listening to
CFRC 101.9 FM.
That's why you need to laugh.
Hey,
my name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moe.
That's why they call me the Weasel, people.
I'm right up beside you.
Oh, yeah.
You can't get rid of me.
We're on Instagram Live right now. We're experimenting with a visual medium.
That's right.
And it's good because, like, Simone's a very photogenic person.
Well,
not to make it too awkward.
I get it from my mama.
And I'm not, so it's good that we balance things out.
Well, yeah, you don't like being on video, do you?
No, God, no.
You hate it, but you are a filmmaker. You like being behind the camera.
Yeah, so people want an idea of what I look like. Just imagine, if you will, like a dirt clod or some sort of dog dew rolling in the street covered in leaves and hair.
Yeah.
That's me.
That's you?
Or like maybe like a
horse, right?
Or like a gumball that some kid was sucking on, but then he spit it out on the bus.
Oh, my goodness,
and
Jeff.
Then it rolled around on the bus for like a couple days.
Is this your self-perception?
Yeah, of course.
I'm worried, Jeff. Come on. Let me lift you up.
It's a good gumball.
Let me give you a boost.
It's a good
Jeff
flavor.
Jeff is excellent. Jeff is so, so sweet to me. First of all, he lets me come and co-host and do whatever I want.
You are dressed like Wonder Woman right now.
He lets me do whatever I want.
No joke.
He brings me delicious treats from our great friends at Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
And
now serving Dodge Bagels.
Yeah. He lets me be me.
Yeah.
He lets me be weird.
Oh, you know, I do that. I do that to lull you into a false sense of security over the years, and then, bam!
You're gonna
small
do
personal
something?
Loan.
A loan? Yeah. All I have is $10 in Optimum Points.
I'll get that. I'll get those Optimum Points. Don't you worry.
No, but I need it for my black opium perfume that I'm saving.
Perfume.
Yeah,
not
that
just
I'm
opium.
Saving up for. Not like the drugs. We have enough. Like, there's too much on the street.
Honestly,
I don't even know who would I approach. Who is the drug
someone
dealer?
On our Instagram Live would have it. My name is Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moe.
And welcome back to Indie Wake Up, where the madness settles down here in Lower Carruthers Hall.
And remember that we're also live right now on Instagram. If you want to check the visual and what we look like and what we're doing, or even to take a look at what the studio actually looks like here at Carruthers Hall down in the basement, you can check my handle at Simone the Moe at CFRC Radio, which is SimoneTheMoneAtCFRCRadio. Again, I apologize to everyone, one and all, for picking such a long and exhaustive name. We're gonna fix that up a little bit, but for now, that's what the handle is. You'll see a little picture of a little black girl, my little head with the earphones on.
Nice.
If you're looking for me,
it's fun
on Instagram.
You can see
like
behind the curtain, see what buttons we have to push all the time.
Absolutely.
Nice. This time of morning, it's 9 o'clock. It is Wednesday, which means we are exactly halfway through the work week.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to start thinking about the weekend. We can't waste these summer months. Well, we got them. I know we had like a bad heat wave for a couple weeks there, but it's finally settling.
It's still happening though, Jeff.
But it's still gorgeous out. Like 30 degrees, I can handle that.
Can you?
Oh, yeah.
I was hot last night.
You know what you gotta do? You gotta go downtown and you gotta watch some baseball. That's what you gotta do.
Ooh,
that's a real summertime activity.
I didn't even think of doing that.
You didn't think of baseball, Simone.
But I play softball.
Yeah.
I do, on Mondays.
You know what you gotta do? You gotta get down to City Park today after the show, because it's the final day of the Little League in the Canadian National Championships.
Okay.
There's teams from all over Canada that have descended on downtown. That's why there's so many pickup trucks everywhere.
That's why there's so many white Silverados everywhere with these
truck dads.
Yeah, they're all like salt and pepper hair, just looking.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? They just look at me with their mouth like agape a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
So there's some kind of strange.
Are you
like
wearing the cape at the time?
No, I'm not wearing the cape, but I wear dresses though.
Okay. Well,
I show a little knee there.
Bored suburban dads coming in from Alberta.
There, or there might be a white truck filled with all of the working guys, like they're still wearing their white,
the neon tops.
Yeah, the work vest. And they just got a strange little look. You know what I mean? I don't know what's going on, but I thought, goodness.
It's that Dolce & Gabbana you're wearing.
Maybe it might be.
So get downtown, go to City Park, and enjoy some baseball. That's a perfect summertime activity. It's only a couple blocks away from Old Farm.
Yeah,
if you're a single lady, there's dads everywhere. There's zaddies everywhere.
Zaddies, that's what they're called.
Your Pedro Pascal.
Do they have a dad bod? Because I love a dad bod.
I
love a dad bod.
My goodness. What other events are going on where Simone can find a dad bod? Let's see.
Little little squishy dad bod.
Yeah.
Don't mind at all.
You know what you should do? If you want like a granddad bod, go down to the screening room this weekend because they're playing Tommy from 1975.
What's that?
Tommy is a rock and roll. It's a rock opera about a, it's by The Who, and it's about a blind, deaf, mute pinball champion. It's very surreal.
Oh my goodness.
And Tina Turner's in it. Soundtrack's great. Yeah.
Wow.
It's very weird, very psychedelic.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's from 1975, so if you want a zaddy.
If I want a zaddy, I can go get that zaddy.
Yeah. They're going to be down in the screening room. That's 9:30 p.m. on Saturday if you want to check that out. That's a fun movie.
Okay.
Also at the screening room this weekend, 28 Years Later, the zombie flick is coming there. And Baz Luhrmann's Romeo plus Juliet is going to be playing. Remember that was Leo?
Oh, old school with Leo.
Claire Danes.
Claire Danes,
yeah. That was a fun one.
She's been in TV a long time,
She's a great actor. I love her.
She really is good. Did you see her in Homeland? Did you ever watch Homeland?
I watched the first season of Homeland. I liked her in that,
Did you like it?
I haven't seen her in Temple Grandin. That's supposed to be really good.
What's that?
She plays a famous cow breeder who's, I think, autistic. Supposed to be a really good movie.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Yeah, but Claire Danes is great. So if you want to see early Claire Danes, go to the screening room on Saturday.
Yeah, great talent.
Great talent.
Great talent.
Some other great talents. We've got some musical acts that are going on this weekend.
Okay.
If you want to hustle your buns over to Wolf Island on Friday night, it's the Wolf Island Records and Friends Showcase.
Records and Friends.
Yeah, so that's Friday night, 8:30. Doors open at 7. It's free. There's a half a dozen groups playing.
I've never been to any kind of event on Wolf Island because I'm scared. Like, how do I get back?
How do I
get back home?
Got to check those ferry schedules, I guess.
Right,
or, like, rent a rowboat.
Yeah, but then, like, I would get off the ferry, but then you've got to drive.
You see what I mean?
And I suppose I could walk,
but if I
have a death wish.
You could Uber it.
Could I?
Or just wear your Wonder Woman costume.
Yeah.
No one will mess with you.
No one will mess with me.
You beat them to death with your extension cord.
They could do that, or they could just end it.
But at least you would have gone to a great rock show beforehand, right?
That's right.
You're gonna die happy, Simone.
Yeah, dressed and smelling
of Dolce & Gabbana.
Smelling great.
So that's a set.
Yeah, but it's on my to-do list of things to do to go to the.
You gotta do it at least once.
I gotta kind of just arrange my ride.
Yeah, maybe carpool
go with some people.
A gaggle. A gaggle of folks.
Oh, that's like a group.
Yeah.
Is that like a?
That's a group of geese, I think.
Geese?
Yeah.
A gaggle.
Yeah. If you want to see another good gaggle of rock stars this weekend, a good segue.
Very good.
David Wilcox and Trooper are playing at the Empire Rock Fest 2025. That is, Friday night. Tickets are on sale July 25th. That's right. I'm just making sure I got the right date.
Okay.
But David Wilcox, Trooper, and Luscious are going to be playing, and that's at 321 Front Street in Belleville, Ontario. So take the small trip over to Belleville and check out the annual Empire Rock Fest.
The annual Empire Rock Fest.
Hi. I'm David Wilcox. You're listening to CFRC. He's got that promo that we always play.
Okay, I haven't heard
that
one.
Good, yeah.
Okay, cool.
I like David. What is he? The Bearcat, I think his name is?
Bearcat.
I think he's the Bearcat.
What a name.
It's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
And last but not least, Movies in the Square.
Yeah.
Market Square Thursday night, good summertime tradition. This week, Mel Brooks classic, Robin Hood, Men in Tights.
Oh, Men in Tights.
Yes, Dave Chappelle.
I almost got excited because I thought you were going to say, wasn't Kevin Costner in a Robin Hood?
That was a fun one. That was the mullet one.
Yeah, kind of just, I don't know, he jumped up in my mind.
Oh, yeah, well, this one came out like the year after. It was
Men
a big spoof
tights.
For that.
But it's good.
Like, it's fun.
It's fun. That's a really nice family one, I think.
It's
a little stuff.
There's some stuff.
But it might go over kids' heads, you think?
That's exactly. Because I remember watching it as a kid, and my parents were kind of like, oh, I don't know if they should be watching that. But then it doesn't.
So that's Thursday night?
Thursday night, Market Square.
I haven't been to in years, and I do have a lawn chair now.
And I think it was Dave Chappelle's first movie he was in.
Because
he's one of the Little John's merry men.
Nice.
And he's hilarious, yeah.
I think, I'll definitely put that in my calendar. I'm working hard to get my pieces done.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? You know when you just need to get it done so then you can relax a little bit?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When's your exhibition again, do you know?
I don't know the exact date. I'll come back to you guys with that. It's in Toronto though.
Cool.
Like in November.
Okay.
October, November.
Nice.
Yeah.
Right on. So, more on that as it develops.
Yeah, as it develops, I'll let you guys know what's going on.
And more on the tunes. We're going to get back to the Muzak. Last set we heard the late, great Ozzy Osbourne with his classic from 1991, Mama, I'm Coming Home.
Yeah.
He did just pass away. It was announced yesterday.
Yeah.
Very sad. And it was only a couple weeks after their big farewell concert concert that they did.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Sad to see him go.
He just seemed, he seemed to be in a deteriorated state for a long, long time.
He partied
pretty hard. Like, long, long time.
And that song that we just played was actually written for his wife, Sharon, who stuck through him during all of his hard partying days back in the 70s. And it was about him getting on the straight and narrow and getting clean and becoming, like, the man he was meant to be.
Right.
So in honor of Ozzy Osbourne, next break, Simone's going to bite the head off a live bat in studio.
Okay, look, you don't listen to him.
It says no food and drink, but it doesn't say no bats.
You know I don't do that witchcraft type of, like, stuff that Jeff enjoys.
I think there's some bats living in this building. Okay. We can find one.
I don't do that stuff that Jeff enjoys. But I would eat a chicken foot. You ever eat chicken feet?
No.
Yeah, a lot of people
do. I'm going to bite the head off a live chicken for Ozzy Osbourne.
Okay.
Also, in that last set, we had a summertime classic, Ray Stevens with Cannonball, about the Cannonball Run. We had Mighty Mighty, The Great Ape by King Cornelius and the Silverbacks. They're a band that does songs exclusively about apes.
Seriously?
Yeah, and they play dressed as apes.
Really?
And we opened it up with Friends of Cesar Romero and Summer Boyfriend. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
We are your summer boyfriend and girlfriend, so let's kick it off. We got some brand new Sloan. Brand new day old Sloan. This one's called Dream Destroyer.
Ooh.
Right here.
On CFRC.
Zach.
Yeah, I like that. Dream Destroyer. Ooh.
Megan. Together we are Larkin. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
I said take only what you need to survive.
It's my industrial strength hair dryer. And I can't live without it!
I'm waking up from 100 years. I made a mess, now I'm clearing my history. I paint my face with the thundery tears. You can spin me like a magical mystery. To the left now, you can dance me to the right, but we'll end up in the middle.
so I can send it back again. Hold your light up on the left now. Shake your diamonds on the right. Shouting it out as the sky's falling down on you. Sha na 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 na. I can do no wrong. Whoa, sha na 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 na. I can do no wrong.
From the Lemon Twigs, and this is Michael from the Lemon Twigs.
Hi, I'm Michael from the Lemon Twigs, and this is CFRC Radio.
Simone the Moan, nerding it out here on CFRC Airways.
I guess I am a true nerd because...
True nerd, strong and free.
True nerds absolutely love the costume game.
Cosplay.
I guess this is cosplaying, yeah. But cosplaying Wonder Woman, cosplaying what?
Yeah, Wonder Woman.
Yeah?
With the Barbie sunglasses.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And welcome back to Indie Morning Wednesday, where we are your focus point for all things geeky and nerdy and excellent.
Yeah, we like to have a good time over here.
Especially this segment, because it is our nerd segment. We call it Screen Time. Mm-hmm. And we talk about all the stuff that we shouldn't be doing in the summer, because it's too nice out to stay in and watch movies. Mm-hmm. Although I did watch a good independent Canadian horror movie last weekend called Wolf Cop.
Wolf Cop.
About a sheriff in a small town who gets, bit by a werewolf and uses his wolf powers to fight crime.
Oh, so like at night then? Does it only happen at night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or during a full moon, yeah.
A full moon.
But it was fun. It was filmed in Moose Jaw.
Did he have an opponent? Did he have an arch enemy?
Yeah. Shape-shifting lizard people that want his blood for immortality.
Did they have silver bullets?
I think they did, yeah. I just remember there was a great love scene where he's like, getting down with a lady all to that song Moonlight Paradise by Gowan.
Oh,
yeah, well,
okay,
more on that later. There,
yeah.
you're rocking the Barbie glasses today, and we like to talk about movie headlines when there are any.
Okay, so I'll put them back on for those of you who are on
the Instagram Live.
But it
was just announced that Margot Robbie might be circling the role of a remake of the 50-Foot Woman, the Incredible 50-Foot Woman, the drive-in horror classic from the 1950s, about a woman who can't stop growing and then runs amok of a town, kind of like Godzilla.
Like a Gulliver.
Like a Gulliver
but as a woman, stomping on people.
I'm sure
somebody gets stepped on, right?
Probably. They've got to be. Because those are the same shades that she was wearing at the beginning of the Barbie movie when she is like a 50-foot Barbie woman.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting.
These are iconic then.
They are. They are iconic.
Other nerd
things that are going on in the world of Holly Weird. Fantastic Four opens up this weekend.
Yeah.
They're thinking it might make around $100 million. This is the fourth Fantastic Four.
For their sake, I hope so.
I hope so. It looks better than all the rest.
I don't know. I don't know why they get that so wrong.
I don't know, right?
Why they can't quite make it. It's just odd. It doesn't quite seem to get right. But anyway, there's a show I just started watching.
Oh, what's that?
Yeah.
Do tell.
Mr. Beast. Mr. Beast Games.
Are you watching the Mr. Beast Games?
Yeah.
How lowbrow of you, Simone.
Is that lowbrow? No, man. This is special.
Is it intense?
It's intense, yes. Like, it's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Because they're all suing him right now over it.
Are they?
Because it apparently is, like, inhumane or something.
Well, I can understand. Like, I watched the first episode. First of all, visually stunning.
Okay.
Like, it's like, are you in a video game? Are you in, like, an alternative universe? Like, absolutely gorgeous.
Okay, so throwing money at it.
The sets and everything. There's 1,000 people to start. They're all lined up in some, like, ginormous warehouse.
It's
like,
in Toronto, too.
Yeah. So, amazing, but I understand why they would say that. Because the range of human emotions, like, you just see people crying,
really?
Screaming.
Because it's, like, the top, it's, like, the highest amount of money that anyone in a game show has ever given away, right?
Yeah.
Whatever
it is. $5 million.
$5 million.
$5 million.
Ooh, crazy.
$5 million. But the things that you're doing, you can't believe what you are seeing, that it's real.
So Simone recommends the Mr. Beast game show.
Yeah. Nice. And kind of a fun, maybe family thing, maybe a little bit, maybe older kids.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, your kids are like,
kids love Mr. Beast.
8, 9 or whatever.
Yeah. Just don't eat his Lunchables. But apparently they're terrible.
Be prepared for your heart to flutter a little bit.
Cool.
Yeah. Nice. So enjoying that. So I'll let you know as I kind of continue on watching. I think there's 10 episodes, and you can find that on Amazon Prime.
Oh, cool. If he doesn't get sued into oblivion, there'll probably be another season.
Yeah, but goodness. Would you do a game show? Would you do?
Depends on the game show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
That type of show, like, I don't know if you'd want to see yourself, like, that stressed.
I'd like to go into, like, a romance, like a Love Island or a Big Brother type of show, and then they'll write me off as, like, a screwy nerd, and then I'll, like, seduce them all.
You'll seduce them all?
Oh, yes.
So you'll be the one guy, and then it'll be, like, 25 women.
No, I'll be in there with other bros.
So it'll be one woman and all the bros,
but
you're
just
one of the bros.
But I'm the best bro.
But you're the best bro.
I'm the best bro.
Okay, you're the best bro.
Thank you.
Yeah, the best bro.
Best bro. That's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Speaking of best bros, we got some celebrity bro days today.
Okay.
Happy bro day.
Happy bro day.
To Woody Harrelson.
Ah!
Turned 64 years old today.
Yeah.
I like Woody. He's funny.
When I think of Woody, first thing comes to my mind, White Men Can't Jump.
Yeah. Classic. Yeah.
Classic.
I loved Woody in the 90s.
Yeah.
Money Train. Urban Cowboy.
Yeah. What has he done recently? Oh, no. He did The Hunger Games, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought he was good.
He's fun. I like Woody Harrelson.
Yeah, just a fun, more character-y.
Yeah.
Yeah, character actor.
Speaking of a great character actor who did not get pigeonholed, Daniel Radcliffe celebrates his 36th bro day today.
36?
Yeah. He's had a great career post-Harry Potter. He's really strived to do, like, weird indie
things.
Stuff.
Yeah.
There's the movie where...
he's like some kind of animal with horns.
Horns, yeah, yeah. And then there's
like
one
that.
Where he guns akimbo, where he's got two... He wakes up with two guns, like, bolted to his arms. I like the one, though, Swiss Army Man, where a young man is trapped on a secluded island, and Daniel Radcliffe is a dead body for the whole movie.
Really?
It's really good. It's very funny. The guy uses him in different ways to survive, like using him to chop wood, or the best is when he uses his buildup of flatulence to jet ski off the island. It's good stuff. Happy birthday, Daniel Radcliffe.
Happy birthday,
yeah,
Dan.
And one last bro day. Happy 53rd birthday to Marlon Wayans.
Marlon!
They're making another scary movie.
Are they?
Yeah.
Those things have been working out for them.
They're fun.
They've been around for such a long time.
Yeah.
They really, and like the whole family, you know?
They were in Living Color,
yeah,
right?
That was their thing. That was a special
show. Homie, don't play that.
Yeah. You know, like they did some really great stuff. And I haven't really seen the scary movie. It's, you know, I don't like scary movies. You know
but
I mean?
They're not scary. They're zany.
I don't know. But I guess if you don't see
other scary movies, like other horror movies, you wouldn't get a lot of the jokes.
Exactly. So, you know, I'm not into that, but I know he did he does stand up as well. I think he had an interview. Do you know Club Shay Shay?
No.
Ever heard that?
No.
Anyway, so Club Shay is a former football player, NFL or whatever, and he had a whole ESPN talk show, and now he's on his own, and he has really, really big interviews, and he had a huge colossal interview with a comedian named Cat Williams.
Oh, I love Cat Williams.
He's huge, and that just launched him, right?
Cool.
And so he's done Shay's done interviews with Amber, what's that girl's name, Amber Rose? Kanye's girlfriend.
That's right.
He owns
OnlyFans, I think.
I wouldn't say that. He's done an interview. Who else has he done? That girl, Akilah and the Bee.
Kiki Palmer.
Yeah, he's done one.
Future my wife, yes.
Yeah, she's very funny, very smart lady. And he's done, Marlon Wayans. So he's
nice.
Going through doing a lot of really interesting interviews. So you could check out, and Club Shay Shay. He's always in a world of problems. Like, he's always got some girl problems, and I'm sorry, it's true. He had some kind of entanglement with some kind of 19, 20-year-old, and he's getting shaken down for $50 million.
Okay.
So anyway, so Shay Shay's been kind of quiet lately. Shay Shay's been kind of quiet lately,
nice.
But I guess when he's out of the weeds or wherever he is, or out of controversy, because he always has some kind of controversy going on, you'll hear more from Shay Shay if he survives.
In honor of Marlon Wayans' birthday, I think I need to start with that episode.
Yeah?
Yeah. Speaking of zany slapstick comedy, the new Naked Gun movie's coming out soon.
Yeah.
And I was happy, very happy to find out this morning that it's coming to the screening room downtown.
Yeah.
I just hope that the screening room has the Naked Gun beaver popcorn bucket that they're advertising.
Yeah.
Very excited for that.
I'm excited. And you know what, everybody? Don't count out the screening room. It's a really nice place to hang out and see some great films. Beautifully, like, restored. Like,
yeah, it's gorgeous in there.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Like the seating is all green.
You
fresh.
Get a mug of tea, custom popcorn.
And custom stuff. Like, really nice specialty drinks.
They have County Bounty there.
And they've got County Bounty.
Yeah.
Like, one of my favorite sodas. If I am ever going to partake in a soda, it's going to be County Bounty.
It's going to be the County Bounty.
From Old Farm.
From Old Farm Foods. Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome. A couple more little headlines where we get back to the tunes. Bronies around the world rejoice because they are making a live-action My Little Pony movie. Good God.
Are you serious?
They just announced it. Amazon, MGM, and Hasbro are teaming up for a live-action feature.
Live-action?
Yep.
You don't know how much I need this.
Oh, my goodness.
In my life. I loved My Little Ponies. Like, I just I remember the theme song, My Little Pony, My Little Pony,
you
My
are a
Little
brony.
Ponytails.
You're a brony then.
I'm a brony?
Well, maybe. You're not a bro, but you're certainly
a fan. I loved, oh my goodness, My Little Pony, She-Ra, He-Man.
That's coming to Netflix some time.
But look at, I don't know if I like those illustrations.
That iteration? Oh, yeah, because My Little Pony's been around for a while.
They've been around, they didn't look
that's quite, the new version
that,
they're showing.
The new version doesn't look
but it's
like
a live
the old,
action.
The old version.
I think it's going to be about a bunch of bronies going cross-country in a stinky van to go to a My Little Pony convention and find ladies.
I'd be upset.
That'd be a fun movie.
I know you'd like it.
I'm going to write that one.
You're going to write that one down?
Yeah, right on.
All right.
Christopher Nolan's newest movie, The Odyssey, which I just saw a teaser for in front of Superman, comes out next summer. They've already put tickets on sale. They're already selling out. Scalpers are already reselling them for hundreds of dollars. And the movie, which again doesn't come out until next summer, has already earned $1.5 million.
What's it called again?
The Odyssey. It's like based on Homer, like the ancient Greek.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. One of the things I need to read.
Whatever. Yeah. You just wait for the movie. It's fine.
I guess. Yeah.
And then the last thing, the last bit of nerd news, I've been very excited for the Mortal Kombat sequel that's coming out this fall. And they just dropped a new trailer. Came out yesterday or the other day on YouTube. It smashed the record. You could say it's bicycle kicked the record. Mm-hmm. That's a good Mortal Kombat pun.
Ooh, yeah, bicycle kick.
It bicycle kicked the record for most YouTube views of a red band, or rather a R-rated trailer, by a lot. It racked up, where's the number here? 106.8 million views worldwide in the first 24 hours. The second place record holder is a mere 58.5 million for the Suicide Squad trailer. So 106 million views.
For this Mortal Kombat movie that is coming up.
So I'm excited. I love the first one. I think it's great. I'm really excited. It comes out in October. Carl Urban plays Johnny Cage in this one. He's coming in fresh from the franchise. Johnny Cage's character is, of course, like a washed up action star.
Okay.
So he's a washed up action star that gets like recruited into this like, you know, interdimensional tournament of champions. And so as part of their amazing advertising push, Johnny Cage has his own IMDb page right now listing all of his fake movies. Uncaged Fury, Hard to Cage, The Gist of My Fist.
Oh, that's kind of cute.
Rebel
I like
Without
that.
Cage. Yeah. So like their marketing team is
that's
on
good.
Point.
That's good engagement with I don't know what you call them, fans, consumers?
Nerds.
The nerds love that.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Mo.
And we love you, dear listeners.
We do love you.
It's Indie Wake Up, and we're going to get back to the tunes.
Yeah, what do we have coming up now?
Brand new stuff. Country Western hit from Margo Price featuring Jesse Wells. This is called Don't Wake Me Up.
That's right. Don't Wake Me Up on CFRC 101.9.
Dreaming a bowling alley while I'm buzzing. Dreaming a cantina rodeo music hall. Dreaming a truck stop Midwest strip mall. I could dream inside out and backwards too. Well, I could dream in French, I could dream in Spanish, I could dream with the subtitles on in Japan. Dreaming a dojo summer down in Tokyo. Two-star sushi bar, listen to the radio. I could dream in a subway car at the end of the line.
This is Dotes from the Jerry Cans. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 out of Kingston, Ontario.
Special guests for you, our friends Anna and Joel, Handmade Moments from down in New Orleans, yeah. To help us close out the crawdad season. All right.
You get a line, I get a ball, babe. CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. Woo!
Scream!
yeah.
Oh yeah. I never get tired of this delivery Jeeps mix.
Yes.
This chill vibe by Slack Bridges. I just love it. You know what? I need to add this to my art painting session playlist. I need to add it.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Everything by Slack Bridges is great.
Yeah. It just, I don't know, it just puts me in a nice relaxed vibe, and it, you know, you just feel like, you know what? Everything's going to be okay.
Sure it is. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And everything's going to be okay. I know that we're coming up on the end of our program, but don't worry. You can come back next week. Mm-hmm. We'll be here.
Yeah.
In our cardigans and our sweater vests.
Yeah.
And our Wonder Woman costumes.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I think I have one more costume left. I don't know what I'm going to do after that.
Oh, no.
But we'll have to figure it out. But it'll be fun. Whatever it is I can find. Well, I'll definitely throw on something. Definitely put on, have something on.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
To entertain you guys.
We're on
and
campus
for sure, Jeff always has these amazing Hawaiian shirts. I love to see which one is going to pop up on any given Wednesday morning.
You never know. You never know. And if you get, if you start to miss us and you start getting, you know, withdrawal syndromes, check out CFRC.ca and find us on the archive.
That's right.
We have super fans. Superfan Dommy, he listens on the archive.
Does he?
Yeah, he does, yeah.
Really?
Just because that's what his schedule allows.
You know what? I need to listen to the archives.
You do.
I never, like, we make these recordings and they just go out into the world and then I just continue on with my life. But I actually really should listen.
You should.
You know?
The music's fantastic, Simone.
I know, but it's
amazing.
It feels like, you know when actors say, like, I can never watch myself?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's strange for me to actually hear my own voice.
Because now you know, like, you heard our Old Farm promo and now you know how weird you sound.
It's just, it's a little bit weird. I feel like I could do the promo a little bit better.
Well, we'll try next time.
Yeah, absolutely. But fun to do.
Plenty of CFRC to go today, this week, for the remainder of our lives. We're going to be here.
We'll be here.
Since 1922.
Since 1922.
Oh, yeah. What else did we learn today, Simone? I mean, we learned that Johnny Cage has his own IMDb profile.
Yes.
Yep.
A good engagement with the fans there.
Thank God.
What else did we learn?
We learned that our sponsors at Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Now carry the famous Nosh Bagels from Nosh Bagels in downtown Kingston.
Okay.
I've been noshing on bagels all morning.
Yeah.
And bagels.
It looked good with
there was sesame seeds.
Sesame
this one.
Seeds on there. Did you have any cream cheese on there?
No, I ate it straight up. Raw dogging it. Plain. Delish. Yeah.
As it was born.
Yeah,
right?
If you want to go to Old Farm and get it toasted with some cream cheese, that's a good way to start your day.
Or any kind of other sandwich of your dreams.
Or some berries. Get some farm fresh berries from Farm & Farms.
They're really good.
Raspberries and blueberries.
Like that. So if you ever want to, like, treat me.
Stick a blueberry in the raspberry.
Bro, and then you've got a little hors d'oeuvre.
A little madness there.
Little fancy.
Fancy.
Craziness.
Yeah.
A little fruit craziness.
Tons of fruit craziness here on CFRC Radio. So we're going to play ourselves out.
Okay.
We just heard a new track from The Bug Club, that amazing married duo out of, I think, Wales.
Oh, that's sweet.
They're
a
great.
Little married couple.
They pump it out, too.
Oh.
Like they're prolific. They have, like, an album a year right now. It's good. That was called Jealous Boy.
Ooh.
I liked it.
Okay.
Also, last set, we had the Crawdad song from Rainbow Girls.
I really like that one. I'm gonna write that one down, and hopefully I can get it on a playlist, because that just is happy. Makes you feel good.
That's summer sound right there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I like that one very much.
Also, because it's summertime, we sprinkled in quite a bit of reggae this morning. We heard Bob Marley and the Wailers with How Many Times?
How Many Times?
And we opened it up with Margot Price featuring Jesse Wells and their new country track, Don't Wake Me Up. The music video harkens back to some Bob Dylan influence. She does that thing with the signs where every sign has a word on it that's a lyric of the song and she throws the signs.
Oh.
It's great.
What was that called again?
That one was called Don't Wake Me Up.
Okay.
I'm going to look at that.
I might have been changing or, you know, doing something crazy.
Yeah.
I missed that one. But I'll check that one out. Yeah, that video.
And we're going to play ourselves out with some Presidents of the United States of America with Cleveland Rocks. If we have some time, we got another new one from Connor Price and Nick D called Good News. We'll play that one next. Why not? Yeah. And if we get to it, some Wabash Cannonball by Jerry Reed. But if not, we'll play that one next week.
Okay.
Yeah. Agreed. It has been agreed.
It has been decided.
My name is Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And we'll catch you guys next week.
On Indie Wake Up Call Wednesday.
It has been decreed.
It is written. It has been said. Bye.
I've got a special message for you, the partners out there. I want you to finish your oatmeal at breakfast and do as your mom and pa tell you, because they know best. Don't ever tell a lie. and say your prayers at night before you go to bed. And so, as our friends south of the border could say, adios, amigos.
Flow like final on a Sunday, groove got soul in it. Don't stop dreaming on a Monday, just right. I got good news, hey. Been killing it lately, I'm in a good mood. Go as far as I wanted, just like a rook move. Wasn't giving up a spot, so we took two. Yeah, we took two.
Look, I don't force waves, I just pull them like the moon do. Always on the ball, and they felt it like a pool cue. Just got off a call with the CEO of YouTube. Came a long way from a few views, excuse you.
Rock and roll with it, baby, like I'm a Osborne. Everything comp, what I got a shot for. Used to keep the cash with the socks in the top drawer. Now I got accounts offshore and a lot more. Walk in like the CEO of this place. And I'm talking, I can put a mogul in his place. And we locked in, can't nobody open up the safe. Like, don't care, wait. Turn pain into paint, now the canvas priceless. Before I had God, I was laying in life. Looking back on myself like, yeah, I did well. Mary got jealous, I reflect too well. Hold up, ain't no holes in the bread, ain't a donut. Family all good, that my focus. Everything else just a bonus, just
yeah,
a bonus.
Had to build my own throne. They still asking who crowned me. C got the green multiplying like algae. Back to back rings like Audi. When I say I got a W-2, it ain't a salary.
I'm on a roll, sticking to the goal like a Bridgestone. Been on, probably split a wig or a wishbone. Tiptoe, navigate the fire and the brimstone. Family over everything, all the hits hit home.
Talking, they listen, you know I don't gotta shout. Born in Toronto, but I'm living in the South. Similar to life, house up in this. I don't gotta finish, cause they know what I'm about. I'm holding nothing back, coming last, couldn't be me. I'm like the sun of flash, running fast, couldn't believe the way I'm running last, sucking dash, pick up the speed. I'm like, okay, wait. Yeah, look at how I walked in, acting like I own this place. I'm locked in, kicking that door in their face. Got blueprints for them, I can show them the way. Going up in the way. I flow like, yeah,
final on a Sunday, groove got soul in it. Don't stop dreaming on a Monday, just rock, roll.
Hey, I got good news, hey. Been killing it lately, I'm in a good mood. Go as far as I wanted, just like a rook move. Wasn't giving up a spot, so we took two. Yeah, we took two.
Hi, I'm James Abrams.
And I'm John Abrams.
And we're the Abrams Brothers. And you're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Please support community radio. Saturday mornings. Whether you're waking up in a stranger's apartment or enjoying some time with the family, you need a nutritional breakfast for your ears. So join me, DJ Overeasy, for Making Bacon every